Hi, this is Jeffrey Hoppe for the Crimson Circle. This letter to awakening humans is a gift to you from other people around the world who are also going through their own spiritual awakening process. You're welcome to send this message to anyone who you think may benefit from it. If you'd like more information about spiritual awakening, go to www.crimsoncircle.com. And now let's listen to Tobias, an angelic being who is delivering this message through me. And so it is. Dear friends, we have heard your call. We have heard your prayers. We have felt your pain. And we know your confusion. That is why we bring this message to you. It has found its way to you on the wind. It's found its way to you through your processes. You might call the internet, through a friend who has given this to you, or perhaps strictly what appears to be at random. But we have heard your call and your prayer. We have come to answer. I am Tobias of the Crimson Council, an angelic order that's here to work with teachers of consciousness, both on earth and in the other realms. I join together today with the angelic beings who come from a place of love and compassion to support you and to love you. We also bring together this message from a group of human angels. They're in human form on earth right now, but they are indeed angels. They have been exploring consciousness and spirit and God for eons of time. They are physically embodied on earth right now. They could be your next door neighbors, your family members or friends, perhaps people you don't even know, but they are on earth right now, serving as a new type of teacher and a guide. They have been exploring the realms of new consciousness and new energy, and the whole concept of I am, which means spirit, God, integrated with self on earth right now. We gather together the energies of the angels, of spirit, and of this group on earth called Chambra to bring this message to you in answer to your call. You're going through an awakening process right now, and that is why you have received this letter. And the awakening process can be one that's challenging. It can be deceiving, and it can be beautiful, all at the same time. You know you're going through a spiritual awakening process when you begin to question things that you've never questioned before. Things like authority and structure. When you begin to question why you're here on earth. What is the meaning of life? What is it that you should be doing right now? You know you're going through an awakening process when the way you solve problems in the past doesn't seem to work anymore. You know you're going through this entire awakening process when you know that there's more out there, but you can't seem to put your finger on it. You know there's a greater way, but you don't know what that is. You know you're ready to go into a whole new level of living and understanding, but you don't know how to get there. You know you're going through an awakening process when you feel yourself withdrawing into you, when you feel yourself starting to not want so much external activity, when you don't need the stimulation or the drama that you've had in the past. You know that you're going into the awakening process when in your quiet moments, perhaps late at night, you call out to God, not knowing if there even is a God, at least in the old way. You call out for the higher being or the higher power somewhere out there. And you give a message totally from your heart, from the truest part of your being. Dear Spirit, dear God, I'm ready. From the truth of your being, when you say, Dear Spirit, dear Eternal One, I am willing to do anything, but I don't know what it is I should do. You know you're going through an awakening process where all of the old beliefs don't seem to be so true anymore. And the things that you held so near and dear to you now seem like memories of the past, ways of the past. You know you're going through an awakening process. And the things that used to be the dreams and the goals, the desires of the human self, no longer truly matter, but you don't know what matters anymore. If you're listening to this, or reading this, or been touched by it in some way, we're here to tell you that you are not alone. There are angelic beings on our side who are with you right now. Not some time in the future, not some time in the past that you don't remember so well, but right now. And with a simple breath, your simple breath, it opens the doorway for us to be close to you, to love you, to remind you of your angelic origins, to let you know that we have the greatest compassion and love for you. You are not alone. With a simple breath in this very moment, it also allows in the love and the compassion of tens and thousands of humans on earth right now who have gone through or are currently going through a very similar process, the awakening of spirit. They know what it's like to lose those things that were near and dear to you. They know what it's like for their belief systems to be challenged at every level. They know what it's like for the things that came from the material world that were important at one time that start dissolving away. They know what it's like to lose a relationship, or at least the illusion of losing it, so that they, and now you, can begin to have the relationship with yourself. With a simple breath, you can open up and allow yourself to not be alone anymore. We know it's been difficult and challenging, and we know so much of what you've gone through is very emotional, and at times can be very dramatic. We know you've been trying to figure it out in your mind. You've been using systems and structures and methods, and you still haven't found the answers. You've tried to analyze it, And it's something that can't be analyzed. It can only be felt and experienced. You've gone, many of you, and got counseling, professional or just with friends. And you know in your heart that the methods and the words that they tell you are not truly fulfilling that deep inner yearning to know yourself and to know the Spirit in yourself. We know that there are times when you just want to disappear. You just want to fade away. It's not even about dying. It's just about going out of existence. The challenges, the transformation, the changes can be overwhelming to the human and to the mind, to that aspect of you that has a type of blinder on that doesn't see who you really are. It can be overwhelming and cause such duress that you choose just to go out of existence. But the angels that are with you right now, and the human angels that are standing alongside of you, understand your journey. They have some messages for you today. First and foremost, that you are not alone. Secondly, that the process you are going through is actually quite natural. It may appear to be confusing and you may feel that you are lost. But what you are doing is very natural. You are allowing the old human facade and the illusion of who you thought you were to fade away. And as it fades away, what you begin to know in the deepest, most loving level is yourself as God also. Yourself as spirit. Yourself as divine. No longer limited by the old human identity, but now understanding that you are eternal, that you are grand, and that you can choose your own reality, even how you live on earth right now. Those of us who gather around you share with you that all of the answers are within. They're not to be found with some gurus. They're not to be found with some angelic being. But the answers are within you. Living in this state of duality as you have been doing, living with the concept of light and dark, good and bad, masculine and feminine, you've also bought into a belief system that says the answers are somewhere else, but indeed they are within you. They come from the most true and the most precious place within. And they can be discovered in the quiet moment, in the moment of breath, in the moment of acceptance of yourself. We share with you that there is no goal, there is no purpose, there is not some God in a far-off heaven that is putting you through some maze or some obstacle course. But the reality is, everything in your life is about your creation, your discovering of beauty, you're discovering about the depths of reality. Everything that you are experiencing right now in your life is by your choice. There are no outside powers or beings who are making you do it. There is nobody dictating the destiny of your life. you'll discover that it is all by your choice. Perhaps at some very deep or distant part of yourself that wanted to have the experience of going through life as you have known it up to now. But understand, it is you creating it. And when you understand that, and when you take ownership for yourself, you will actually begin to understand the beauty of your journey. You'll understand that you are not lost at all. You are just so deeply immersed in an experience. So filled with the richness, even if the richness was painful at times, but it brought new depth and meaning to your soul. So on this day, in this moment, in the awakening to your true self, it is a time to say goodbye to your old human self. You've been trying to hang on to it and repair it and resurrect it. And now, it is time to say goodbye to that human identity, to the limited beliefs, to the old paths of karma, of the old progression of lifetimes that kept you on the old merry-go-round. It is time to say goodbye to that. Part of you may feel sad about it. It is a death of consciousness, not a death of the physical body, but a death of consciousness. But as you say goodbye to the old self, you also release energies that were stuck or wounded, energies that don't serve you anymore and haven't served you for many, many lifetimes. As you say goodbye to your old human self, you discover a new freedom. It is like taking off a costume or a suit of armor that is no longer needed. When you release the old human aspect, when you say goodbye, you are now creating a space within you to allow in the grander self, the divine self, your angelic self, who has been patiently waiting off in the wings, waiting for you to finish playing this wonderful game or experience, waiting for you to make a choice to invite the true you, the divine you, into this reality now. When you say goodbye to your human self, it brings up issues of fear, of death, and of losing control. Dear friends, those are all illusions. When you let go of who you thought you were, you now make room to be everything that you truly are. There is that feeling that you are in right now, that if you let go, you will fall into some perpetual dark abyss, never to come back, never to be found, perhaps even just roaming throughout the dimensions and the universes, lost. But this group of angels that's with you right now, a group of humans that is with you, all gone through the experience. They all understand when you let go of who you thought you were, when you trust yourself on the most intimate, on the most beautiful level, you will now discover who you really are. This is your choice, of course. It is up to you. You've called out to us. You've prayed to us. You have asked for the answers. And that's why we have showed up today. In the awakening, to your true self. You also say goodbye to the earth as you have known it. Many call earth Gaia, the land, the water, the skies. Gaia is an actual spirit that has attended to earth, has been nurturing earth, all of her elements, all of her animals, and all of her forests, ever since the beginning of time on earth. In the awakening to yourself and the releasing or the saying goodbye to Gaia, you understand that it is not another spirit's responsibility to take care of this planet. It is your responsibility to be a part of it. The spirit of Gaia is slowly, slowly leaving so that you, all other humans, can take responsibility for the water that you drink, or the land that you walk upon, and the sky that you see with your eyes, for all of the plant life and the animal life. What a blessed and beautiful experience it is to thank Gaia for all she has done, to bid her for farewell, and to now accept the responsibility of this planet for yourself. In the awakening that you are going through, it's also time to say goodbye to human consciousness as you have known it. It will never be the same again. Recently, Earth moved into a new era and a new realm. We call it the new consciousness or the new energy. In this new consciousness, all things change. The Earth, human consciousness, and humans are evolving right now. The change that you see outside of you could appear to be chaotic. It could appear that things are unraveling, everything falling apart. It could appear that there are shortages of critical goods. It could appear that things are on constant edge. It's time to let that go as well, because humanity is going through an incredible transformation process. They're going through important changes. And what appears to be a lack of fuel and oil is actually more about new developments in technology, new energy sources. Instead of using old fossil fuel, the discovery of new fuel. What appears to be shortages of food is really about taking a look at how to take care of the biology in a new way, how to feed it in a new way, how to grow crops in a new, efficient, and natural way. Changes in governments, changes in politics are all part of the process. It is easy to go into fear and worry about what's going to happen to the world right now. But this group of angels and this group of humans, they know it's just evolution. They know that the change can appear to be chaotic, but the natural law of evolution and expansion are at work right now, and you're participating in it. It's about saying goodbye to the world as you have known it, even in terms of finance, prosperity, and wealth. For oh, so many years on earth, the wealth, the power, the money was focused in just a few places and held by just a few people or consolidated in a few countries. And in the new consciousness, that imbalance no longer works. So the wealth, even the balance of what you would call power, are redistributed. That doesn't mean anyone gets any less. It just means those who were behind now catch up. The world's not falling apart. The world is evolving. The world is redistributing. The world is becoming more balanced and equitable. In the awakening process, things can appear to be dark. Things can even appear to be evil. Things can appear to be very confusing. But we are here to tell you that it is just evolution. The world will go on. The new energy will come in. The new understandings of science and math, understandings in technology and education are all coming about right now. The awakening process can be lonely because it is about rediscovering who you are without having others tell you, without having others' belief systems shape and create your life. We know you've been going through a very dark and lonely and sometimes very sad part of your life, feeling so lost and confused, like no one's listening. But these angelic beings and human beings want to let you know we have heard. We do know who you are. We do know what you've been going through. We want you to know that you are never alone. Your process of awakening will continue to unfold, and as it does, you will see the beauty in it. You will see how you, as a divine being, have actually planned it for yourself. You will see that the fear goes away, the illusions of duality go away to be replaced by the knowingness of the oneness. We bring you this message today from the angels, from the humans, and from all who are going through the awakening process, that you are not alone. And so it is.